Title: Basic Kick Snare MIDI Patterns, Intermediate Drum and Bass in Ableton Live 12. Intro: Welcome. In this lesson, we'll build several practical kick and snare MIDI patterns for drum and bass at 174 BPM, right in Ableton Live 12. You'll learn how to set up a drum rack with a punchy kick and crisp snare, create a two-step backbone, a rolling drive pattern, and a syncopated off-grid groove. We'll humanize velocities, apply groove pool timing, and prepare patterns that sit cleanly with bass. By the end, you'll have reusable 1 and 2 bar templates to drop into tracks. What we'll build, you'll create a drum rock with a punchy kick on C1 and a crisp snare on D1, using simpler 3 MIDI clips, a 1 bar 2 step, a 2 bar rolling pattern, and a 1 bar syncopated pattern. Basic MIDI effect processing, random and velocity for humanization, plus a groove from the groove pool, velocity mapped, mix ready kick slash snare clips and a drum rack you can save as a template. Requirements and setup: make sure you're in Ableton Live 12 and have two good stock samples for kick and snare. Set the project tempo to 174 BPM. Create a new MIDI track with CMD slash control plus shift plus T and drag a drum rack onto it. Drop a punchy kick sample onto pad C1. And a snappy snare onto D1. Each will load into simpler in one-shot mode by default. On each simpler, turn normalize off if needed. Trim a tiny bit of sample start to remove pre-roll, and use transpose or detune subtly to match the tonality of your kit. Creating a MIDI clip: create a 1-bar MIDI clip by double-clicking an empty slot. Open the MIDI editor, set the grid to 1/16 for precise placement, and enable fold so only the kick and snare notes are visible. Pattern 1. Two-step: this is the classic TNB backbone, solid and spacious for bass. Think in 16th counting. 1E and A, 2E and A, 3E and A, 4E and A. Place a kick on beat 1 Ableton notation 1.1.00. Add a second kick on the of beat 2. That's the third 16th of beat 2, 1.2.3. Put snares on beats 2 and 4, 1.2.1 and 1.4.1. Set snare velocities high, around 100-127. Make the primary kick strong, and drop the second kick down to 60-90 to make it a ghost kick. Pattern 2. Rolling: this gives motion and drive. Use a 2-bar loop for space. Extend the clip to 2 bars. Bar 1. Kick on 1. Add ghost kicks on 1E 1.1.2 and 1 and 1.1.3. Snare on beat 2. Bar 2. Kick on 1 and the end of 2 1.2.3. Snares on 2 and 4. For tighter rolls, switch the grid to 1/32. Zoom in and add a 3 or 4 note fill before a snare. Keep ghost kicks shorter and lower in velocity, and shorten note lengths to avoid overlapping triggers. Pattern 3. Syncopated slash off-grid accent: this introduces unexpected groove and interplay with hats and bass. Keep a 1-bar loop, but nudge one snare slightly off-grid for push or pull. Place kicks on 1, the end of 1 1.1.3, and the of 3 1.3.4. Main snare on 2. Add a softer snare ghost just before beat 4, either nudge it 10-25 ms earlier in clip view notes, or use a groove with negative timing. Keep the ghost snare velocity low, around 40-70, so it reads as an accent. Humanize and apply groove, open the velocity lane and set main hits between 110-127, ghosts between 40-95. Add a MIDI random device before the drum rack. Keep amount low, around 5-15, and chance between 20-40% to slightly vary start times without collapsing the pocket. Add a MIDI velocity device to compress or scale velocities if needed. Open the groove pool with control slash CMD plus shift plus G and try a subtle groove. Swing 8/16 or shuffle at 10-20%. Assign the groove to a clip. Adjust timing and groove strength to taste. If you need to bake timing offsets, use commit groove. Final mix adjustments on each drum rack chain. Add EQ 8. Lightly high pass the kick to control rumble and cut conflicting mid frequencies on the snare, especially between 200-800 Hz. Optionally add drum bus for glue and subtle saturation. Use drive sparingly to keep transients intact. If the kick is clashing with bass, set up sidechain compression on the bass track triggered by a kick slash snare bus to clear low end without killing the groove. Common mistakes to avoid: don't put every kick at full velocity, use dynamics. Ghost kicks should be quieter. Keep MIDI note lengths short, especially with one-shot samples, to avoid sample overlap and smeared transients. Don't overdo swing. 10-25% is usually enough. Too much random timing makes the drums sloppy. Keep humanization subtle. Timing offsets in the 5-25 ms range are usually appropriate for DNB. EQ your snare and kick to avoid mid-range mud. Pro tips: keep both 1-bar and 2-bar versions of each groove for flexibility. Duplicate pad chains to layer a sub kick under the main kick on a separate chain. Use a short sign in simpler, low pass it, and blend with EQ. Use velocity layered samples to trigger different layers in sampler for expressive hits. Save your clips and drum rack presets to your user library for quick recall. For different DNB flavors, liquid styles benefit from sparser ghost kicks. Neurofunk likes denser rolling patterns. Mini practice exercise: create 3 clips, a 1-bar two-step, a 2-bar rolling, and a 1-bar syncopated pattern. Use 174 BPM and a drum rack with kick and snare. For each clip, set velocities. Main kicks 120-127, ghost kicks 50-85, snares 110-127. Add a MIDI random device at amount 10, chance 25, and a groove at 10% timing. Render each clip looped for 8 bars and compare how pocket and energy change. Tweak random amount and groove strength and retest. Recap: you've built a two-step backbone, a rolling drive pattern, and a syncopated accent pattern in Ableton Live 12. You learned precise MIDI placements using 16th and 32nd grids, velocity layering, subtle MIDI random and velocity processing for humanization, and how to use groove pool for pocket. Save your drum rack and MIDI clip so these kick/snare building blocks are ready to drop into future drum and bass tracks. That's it. Load your samples, program the clips, and start experimenting. Save often, and build a small library of patterns to speed up your workflow.